Masechet Kelim, Perikud Het, Mishnah Tet, we'll talk about a bed that was Tameh and then broke. Mishnah says, Mita Shenignav Hetza or Avad Hetza, a bed that was Tameh and then broke into two, one half was stolen or one half was lost, or Halakuha Ahin or Shutafin, or it was divided amongst brothers who inherited from the estate of their father, or partners owned it together, each one of them took half of it. In that case, tehora, the bed is pure. Each half of the bed is not usable on its own. It's not being put back together. The bed is broken, and therefore the two halves become tahor. Hechziruha mekabelet tum'ah mikan. If they returned it together, the bed is now able to become tameh from now on if it comes into contact with something that is tameh. Now we'll talk about a part of the bed that is a single leg and one of the headboards. How does the tumah of the leg affect the end board that's attached to it? And when these pieces are attached to each other and immersed in a mikveh to become tahor. Mita mitameah havila, the parts of the bed, the leg and the board that are attached to it can become tameh as one entity, as a unit. If the leg becomes tameh, the board becomes tameh as well with it. Umitaheret havilan, part of the bed can also become tahor as a unit. Just like the bed is a single unit for tum'ah, it's a single unit with becoming pure with its immersion in the mikveh. If the leg and board are immersed while attached to each other, they become tahor. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Say the Hachamim, no. The bed could become tameh as individual parts. The leg and the board are separate. They could become tahor also as individual parts. Even though the complete bed is one unit, when the bed is broken up into parts, the parts are viewed as separate entities, and therefore the board is going to be tahor, even if the leg is tameh. And if the leg cannot become tahor in a mikveh, unless the board is removed to allow the mikveh to come into contact with the entire surface of the tameh leg. In other words, the leg is tight in to the board. And if you dip the whole thing in at once, the in-between space of the leg and the board is not going to become purified when dipped in the mikveh. So therefore, in order to purify them, you have to separate them from each other. That's the only way they can become purified.